regular armies face partisans in wild country. It is a patient strategy that depends on the will of the conqueror to persevere. It works where that will exists and fails where it does not. Here it will work. The enemy has 20-some years to root us out, and feels no need to hold the plain once done with us. Us. Let us say instead, darling. The rest of us are nothing in the equation. If darling falls, there is no rebellion. They are taking away time, darling signed. We need decades. We have to do something. Here it comes, I thought. She had on that look. She was going to announce the result of much soul-searching. So I was not struck down with astonishment when she signed, "I am sending Croker to recover the rest of his correspondence story." News of the letters had spread. Darling will gossip. Goblin and One Eye will accompany and support him. What? There ain't no way, Croker. I won't do it. Look at me. I'm a nothing guy. Who's going to notice me? One old guy wandering around. The world is full of them. But three guys? One of them black? One of them a runt with... Goblin and One Eye sped me milk-curdling looks. I snickered. My outburst put them in a tight place. Though they wanted to go no more than I wanted them along, they now dared not agree with me publicly. Worse, they had to agree with each other. Ego. But my point remained. Goblin and One Eye are known characters. For that matter, so am I. But as I pointed out, I'm not physically remarkable. Darling signed, "Danger will encourage their cooperation." I fled to my last citadel. The lady touched me on the desert that night I was out, darling. She is watching for me. Darling thought a moment, signed back. That changes nothing. We must have that last piece of story before the Taken close in. She was right about that, but... She signed, "You three will go. Be careful." Tracker followed the debate with Otto's help. He offered, "I'll go. I know the North, especially the Great Forest. That's where I got my name." Behind him, Toad Killer Dog yawned. "Croker?" Darling asked. I was not yet resigned to going, so I passed it back to her. "Up to you." "You could use a fighter," she signed. "Tell him you accept." I mumbled and muttered, faced Tracker. "She says you go." He looked pleased. As far as Darling was concerned, that was that. The thing was settled. They hastened down the agenda to a report from Corder suggesting Tanner was ripe for a raid like that on Rust. I fussed and fumed, and no one paid me any mind, except Goblin and One Eye, who sent me looks saying I would rue my insults. No fooling around. We left 14 hours later, with everything arranged for us. Dragged out of bed soon after midnight, I quickly found myself topside, beside the coral, watching a small wind whale descend. A menhir yammered behind me, instructing me in the care and stroking of the wind whale ego. I ignored him. This had come on too swiftly. I was being shoved into the saddle before I'd made up my mind to go. I was living behind events. I had my weapons, my amulets, money, food, everything I should need. Likewise, Goblin and One Eye,